98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins.
98 FM.
Good morning to Grace in Santry, who says that her little win is that she's getting her green book for her wedding in a couple of months today.
Oh, congratulations, Grace.
Yeah, that's the start of it now, Grace. The countdown's on.
Shauna is in Clonsilla.
Good morning. My little win is that I have a 4-day week in work, and on Friday I'm going to Lanzarote with my family for a week, so cannot wait. Happy Monday.
Oh, enjoy it, Shauna. Here's Trish.
My little win is that it's my hubby's 60th birthday today and we're going to Salou. Happy holidays and happy birthday home. Love the bones.
Oh, that's lovely,
happy
Trish.
Happy birthday to your husband, Trish.
Here's Cree.
Hello, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is that my little one-year-old puppy dog is afraid of water. So on Saturday, we decided to go to the beach and he overcame his fear and he's really, really good at swimming. And I hope you have a great day. Bye.
Oh, Cree, thanks for sending your voice note.
Yes.
And very good for you now to help the puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're brilliant as well as the dog.
Did you do the doggy paddle?
Yeah.
Hi, 98 FM. Here is Hannah, Chloe, and Kay. Yesterday, we found out that in 9 days, we are going to Disneyland. Have a great day. Bye.
Wow, ooh, in 9 days. That is amazing. Oh, have the best time, guys. Here's Emma.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win over the weekend was my nephew had the baby shower for the first of the grandnephews and nieces. And we've discovered that the new bee is going to be a little grandnephew. So we're very, very excited.
Oh, congrats, Emma.
Very exciting.
Here's Anne.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is I changed my bed sheets over the weekend and I slept for over 9 hours.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Go on.
That's the longest I've slept in a long, long time. Oh, it was pure heaven.
Oh, Anne, that sounds like heaven.
Yeah, there's nothing better.
Brilliant. And Danny is in Dublin 17.
Good morning. My little win is on Friday morning, I head off to Blackpool for the Blackpool Cup with 20 fellow referees. Looking forward to the weekend if the weather's like this. Thank you.
Go on, Danny.
That's going to be a great trip.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And the weather just makes it as well. Danny, Anne, Emma, Cree, Hannah, Chloe, Kay, Trish and Shauna, thank you for sharing your little wins. You're all getting a 98 FM notebook and pen.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A new prize.
But what could it be?
Let's find out.
98 FM.
Why, hello there. Welcome to a brand new week of Matchy Matchy. If you've never heard this glamorous game, here's how it works. We give you 3 words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you'll be winning all of this.
Win Nido.
An air fryer.
A curly blow dry.
A trampoline.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden strimmer.
A 150 euro fuel card.
And the sea swimming is officially back.
So you need these matchy matchy dry robes.
Ooh. Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Very fancy.
The glamour matchy matchy, matchy,
matchy
dry,
dry
robes.
And of course you can wear them to the coffee shop. You don't just have to wear them swimming.
Yes, you can.
Sophie is in Glasnevin. You're on 98 FM. Sophie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Sophie, you have some fun plans for the Maybank holiday. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to see Basement Jacks in Pig.
Ooh!
Basement Jacks in Pig!
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Sorry. Where would you get it?
Yeah, where would you get it?
Where would you get it? That's brilliant.
Sorry, that's so good. Sophie, I believe you're hiding in a car park right now.
Yes.
Where are you? What kind of car park are you in?
Just a bog standard one in Glasnevin.
Just a bog standard.
A multi-story, is it?
No, it's actually not. I can see the sun. So
oh,
good.
Lovely. Lovely. As long as you've got a view of the sun.
Sophie, how do you do when you play with Matchy Matchy?
It kind of depends. Some of my answers are very rogue.
Oh, same.
Same.
Yeah, have you heard us, Sophie? who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Either is fine.
Sophie, you have to make that decision. Yeah, we couldn't possibly choose.
You have to pick one of us.
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Oh, thanks.
We've never had that before, Sophie. That was a plot twist. We looked at each other. We did the panic in both of our faces. We were like, Okay, Rebecca is off to the soundproof booth. Sophie, we're hoping for a matchy-matchy. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, your first word is lip.
Bam.
Your second word is treasure.
Hunt.
And your third word is pasta.
Bake.
Okay, no messing around this morning. You're saying lip balm, treasure hunt and pasta bake. Sophie, in a car park in Glasnevin, are we locking them in?
We're locking them in.
Brilliant. Oh, they're locked in and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that of a Monday morning?
Some factor 50 in there.
Oh, brilliant. Hopefully that's a sign of things
essential
to come.
Essential.
Brilliant. Okay, let's get you a matchy-matchy with Sophie in Glasnevin. Your first word is lip.
Lipstick.
Your second word is treasure.
Treasure chest.
And your third word is pasta.
Pasta sauce.
Have you got a matchy-matchy with Sophie in a car park in Glasnevin this morning? Oh, guys, sorry. Not on the same wavelength this morning at all.
Devo.
Sophie went with a lip balm.
Very good.
Treasure hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And a pasta bake.
They're great answers.
Both great answers on both sides.
I love a pasta bake now. Maybe I'll make one tonight.
The one with that feta cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. Sophie, sorry we didn't do it. Enjoy Basement Jackson Pig now at the weekend.
Thank you.
Have a great day. We will send you a 98FM goodie bag for playing, Sophie.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. Cheers, Sophie.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brandon's Big. 98FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Brandon, you're going to be chatting about the London Marathon.
I am, yes. First this morning, bird rescuers got themselves into a bit of a flap in London the other day when a swan kicked off in a car park.
Oh, did the swan ruffle a few feathers?
It certainly did. Decided to go for a walk around a leisure centre in Feltham. I'm not sure how to pronounce that area. So I think maybe staff and customers were a little intimidated by the swan.
Very careful.
So they called some animal people in to help move it along. As you can hear from this video, the two handlers found it a bit tricky to catch.
So guys, there's a swan on loose and they're trying to grab it.
She's having a right old laugh there watching them run around the car park after it. Rescuers did eventually secure the swan after several attempts, not before the internet compared it to a plot from the movie Hot Fuzz, which I haven't seen in years.
I've never seen it.
Is Simon Pegg, is that his name?
Is Hot Fuzz set in the Cotswolds?
Yeah,
because when I was there the other week, The crew I was with kept making references to Hot Fuzz and it was
hilarious.
Totally lost on me.
I must give it another
watch.
I really enjoyed it. The Swan Sanctuary said the swan was released the next morning. None the worse for its ordeal. So all good with the swan.
Glad everything went well.
Up next, a fella in Pakistan has set a world record for push-ups using just his thumbs.
No, bro. Oh my God.
His entire body weight.
With my hands.
Yeah. So entire body weight. Doing push-ups just with his thumbs.
The strength.
And one leg raised at the back.
What?
With one leg in the air. Mohammed Arshad did 66 push-ups with his thumbs in
66?
1 minute.
66?
I couldn't do 66 in 1 minute with my hands.
Oh.
Thumb push-ups are one of the most difficult and rare exercises requiring exceptional strength, balance and mental toughness.
Gosh.
Finally this morning, 59,000 runners took part in the London Marathon yesterday. Fair play to them. Among them, a giant pink Daddy Pig from Peppa Pig. You might remember a few months ago, Daddy Pig announced that he was training for the event to raise money for charity. It's all part of a new storyline in Peppa Pig where
right.
her little brother is diagnosed as moderately deaf.
Yes.
So Daddy Pig was running to raise money for a children's charity.
Very good.
Daddy Pig doing great work alongside thousands of other runners. But there is a plot twist. People think they know who was inside the Daddy Pig costume. Harry Styles fans
this is just
have
so
a theory.
Silly.
So they're like, look, lads, it adds up. Harry is a marathon runner. He did Tokyo and Berlin last year, and he used fake names doing both of those.
Mm-hmm.
They also say Daddy Pig and Harry Styles were both separately on the cover of Runner's World, just weeks apart from each other.
Oh, okay.
Some fans claim Daddy Pig's legs looked exactly like Harry's yesterday.
Could they see the legs?
Yeah, he was wearing like a pink tight.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I suppose
they looked,
now
they looked quite athletic.
Run if you had the full suit on, yeah.
Yeah. And they know that Harry was in London last week because he was photographed kissing his rumoured fiancée, Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, of course.
Daddy Pig ran the marathon with Joe Wicks.
Okay.
The body coach.
Yeah.
Here they are crossing the finish line. There you go. Joe Wicks then did a few interviews after the race. And everyone who spoke to him asked him the same question. Who's inside the suit?
There's all this speculation about a man in a suit. This is Daddy Pig, and Daddy Pig is a pig, and that's it. So I can't say any more than that, really.
His large costume is just Daddy Pig, like, guys. Obviously,
running a marathon is such an incredible achievement, but also running it wearing
a pig costume.
That's very, very hard to do, I'd imagine.
So Harry Styles fans convinced it's him. I looked into some of the numbers.
Okay, Brendan.
Daddy Pig finished the London Marathon in just under 6 hours.
Okay.
Harry Styles, I checked his times for Tokyo and Berlin. Last year, he ran both of those in under 3 hours.
But then does the suit slow
you
down?
Does it slow you down?
And then, did he do that so people will be like, it surely isn't
it's
Harry
not him. Who knows?
I'd love to find out for sure.
Joe Wicks says Daddy Pig is just Daddy Pig.
I saw a headline this morning that said Sign of the Swine.
Hey, very good.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Did you see last night somebody won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It's only the seventh time in the show's history it's happened.
Big deal. It's also a big deal that show's still on air.
I know. I thought it was gone. I didn't realise it was still on. Retired IT consultant Roman Dubowski took home the cash. ITV have teased that two contestants will reach the final £1 million question in the new series, which is very impressive.
It is.
So producer Russell's here. We're going to have some fun and see how we'd get on.
Yeah, I thought we'd have a little game of millionaire because I think the two of you are two incredibly intelligent
Shall
creatures.
Shall we call you Jeremy Tarrant or Chris Clarkson?
Chris Clarkson
Chris
sounds
Chris
great.
Clarkson.
It's a real DJ name, isn't it? Chris Clarkson on 98 FM. Are you both ready?
Yes.
We're going to play millionaire.
The drama.
Now, it's nearly 10 o'clock, so don't have the whole time to play all 15 questions, okay?
Right.
So it's going to be a condensed version. I'm going to ask you the three easiest questions, then we'll take a break, and then we'll ask you the three hardest questions.
Okay. Right. And we're playing together, not head-to-head.
You're going to play together. It's a bit like
Brilliant.
Millionaire Couples.
Love it.
You remember
Lovely.
Those editions, okay? So it's very, very simple and straightforward. glory and some porridge. And just like in the game, you still do have your lifelines. You have your 50-50.
Oh!
Your phone a friend, and, of course, your Ask the Audience.
Did
Russell,
you love
you're
the
really
board game
enjoying this.
When you were a kid.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course
I'm
you
an
did.
Absolute geek.
This
okay.
is your dream.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, guys, the drama.
Okay, for €100, your first question.
Yeah.
The planet Saturn famously has seven what? Is it A, rings, B, necklaces, C, bracelets, or D, anklets?
A.
It's rings.
Rings.
Correct. A is correct.
Oh, it's giving Ariana Grande.
Absolutely. Question number two. For 200, at which of these locations is ice hockey traditionally played? Is it A, a rink, B, a range, C, a court, or D, a field?
Well, Brendan, as someone who loves heated rivalry, I think you might know the answer to this.
The only reason I'm able to answer this, A, rink.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
Woo!
You've got 200
go
in the bank.
On.
Okay, question number three.
Rings and rink.
If you respond to an opponent's attack with the same method, you are said to fight what? Is it A, fire with fire?
Yes.
B, smoke with smoke?
Sorry.
Give away. C, embers with embers? Or D, cinders with cinders?
Are all the answers A, it's fire with fire?
Well, so far, you are doing so good. So, you just kept saying A over and over and over again. Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. So we've got the three easiest.
Yes, but I think we're going to have a bit of a harder time shortly.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
We've done well so far. Yes. Myself and Brendan are one contestant, really. We're a team.
You're a couple.
We got the first three easiest questions correct.
And now it's time to flip things around and get to the hardest questions. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, yes. I might need a lifeline.
You may need to use your lifeline. So this is for 125,000, okay?
Oh, it's getting serious.
Yes. Of course it is. Okay. The Rhone River begins its journey in which mountain range? Is it A, the Alps, B, the Apennines, C, the Carpathians, or D, the Pyrenees?
Brendan, how are you feeling about this?
The Rhone. So R-H-O-N-E, the Rhone River.
Oh, Rhone. Not that makes any difference to my knowledge.
Well, that's what I think that
is. R-H-O-N-E, the Rhone. Okay, I'm just going to say, Brendan,
can we use the lifeline?
I kind of only know the Alps and the Pyrenees.
Will we go 50-50?
Yeah, but then what's going to happen
then? Then I don't know. Will we phone a friend?
Oh, I think we might need to phone a friend.
You think you're going to phone a friend?
Yeah.
Who would you like to ring up?
Well, we have Cahill in Port Leashes who we're going to phone.
Cahill.
As our friend.
Producer Cahill.
Okay, yeah. So let's just stand by there.
Who's working from home today?
Okay.
Oh my god.
Hello.
Hi, Cahill.
Hello. How are we?
We're in the middle of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire here, and we're stuck. We need your help. Can we read you a question?
Oh, go on,
Brendan. You have it there.
I do. Okay. So this is the question
Ready?
12 for 125 grand.
Okay. You have 30 seconds on the clock.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Dear.
Stand by. Clock begins now.
Okay, the Rhone River begins its journey in which mountain range? A, the Alps, B, the Apennines, C, the Carpathians, or D, the Pyrenees? The Rhone River, where does it start? Alps, Apennines.
Are you there?
Carpathians, Pyrenees.
Oh, I'm going to say the Apennines.
The Apennines. And how sure are you about that now?
Not that sure, but I think the Alps are French.
Are they?
No!
Oh, he's cut off. He lost the 30 seconds. Okay.
Gosh, this has got really tense. Rhone.
Côte de Rhone is all I know
about. What is that?
It's a wine.
Okay, and do you know what type
Where does Côte de Rhone come from? It's French.
Italy or French?
I think it's French.
And then that means... What's that mean then?
I don't know.
Are you going to go with Cahill or are you going to go on your...
Will we go with Cahill?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going
trust
B, Apennines.
B, Apennines, final answer.
Final answer.
I'm afraid to say you're wrong on that one.
Oh, no!
The answer is the Alps.
It was A again.
It was A, so you wouldn't have even made it to 125,000.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
We keep playing anyway for the crack.
Let's go a little bit harder again. This is for 500,000,
okay?
Right.
Okay, oh my gosh.
Presented in 1901, the first Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded for the discovery of what? Was it A, wireless telegraphy, B, X-rays, or C, cosmic radiation, or D, quantum mechanics? I'll go through those again. Wireless telegraphy, X-rays, cosmic radiation, or quantum mechanics?
Am I mad to say that I think it's A again?
I feel like it might be B.
What's B?
X-rays. The Nobel Prize, is
yes,
it?
For
1901 for physics.
1901.
It's a guess for me now, so I don't...
I'd say we'll go with Brendan's answer.
Okay, B. You're going to say B, final answer, okay?
They can't all be A.
They can't all be A. No, that's right. So final answer, B.
Yeah.
X-rays.
Is that correct?
You've just won £250,000. Now it's time for the toughie.
Okay.
This is the £1 million question, as was answered last night on Millionaire.
I can't believe
is
it
this
was
the
won.
Question? Is this the actual
this
question?
This is the actual
night?
Question on all of these,
oh,
by
no.
the way.
Why didn't I read the news?
I know. Used since 1876, which trademarked logo is described in the James Joyce novel Ulysses and depicted in works by Manet and Picasso?
Okay, a trademark logo.
Used since 1876, James Joyce. Is it A, Bass Ale, B, Famous Grouse, C, Coca-Cola, or D, Stella Artois?
I'm guessing.
You still have two lifelines left, by the way.
Oh!
Oh, can
well,
we... Can
yeah,
we,
go
yeah,
50-50.
Can we use 50-50?
You'll use 50-50.
Nice.
You're going to take away two wrong answers and leave us with two correct... one wrong answer and one correct answer.
You are,
he's loving the sound effects.
Yeah.
You are left with A, Bass Ale...
Yeah.
Or B, famous grouse?
I think it's B, but I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I feel... What's grouse, guys?
Famous grouse, is that a whiskey?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Final answer.
Yeah, let's go for that.
So you're going to go for the million. The final answer, B, final...
No big deal.
No big deal. Would you have won a million? We don't want to give you that. No, we don't.
Oh, no!
No,
so did I.
It was.
What was
the Bass Ale? What? An Irish Beveragino as well.
Oh.
I know. Gosh. Well, there you go. You wouldn't have won.
Thank you so much, Russell, for acting as Chris Tarrant. Sadly, we didn't do it, but
Chris Clarkson.
That man, Roman Dubowski. Congrats to him.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.